Episode 414, April 1st, 2019.
All right, we ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the Robin Joe Show. I think I got Robbie laughing there. That's because he, passive-aggressive. Actually, it isn't really passive-aggressively the way that you just spoke to Marcus. It's aggressive-aggressively. Marcus forgot to do a couple things. And did you fix them, Robbie, by the way? The things that Marcus...
I left the date on the episode 2018, but I unchecked the mid-roll, so they don't want to put an ad in the middle of our show.
I think the ad is much less a big deal than the date being a year off, right?
The date wasn't wrong in the description, just in the file name.
Oh, man. Nitpicky. Anyway, well, welcome to the show. Rob is actually out today, and I'm joined by my beautiful fiance, Katie.
Hello.
And Katie and I just got back from a family reunion. I'm sorry. No.
No.
Sorry. A funeral. A funeral for my Uncle Ed. We mentioned that. Was that 2 weeks ago, Robbie, that we mentioned that?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and they spread his ashes and then had a little bit of a service, which was very nice. We're going to talk about that. I know it doesn't sound very funny, but...
it is. There's lots of great stories.
There's some pretty good stories.
So, and it was a family reunion.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And it was my first time meeting everyone on your side of the family outside of just your immediate family.
Yeah, those are all my cousins on that side, unless you count my sisters, which it's hard. I'm not going to explain all that right now. I'm sure we've done that on this show before. But before we start, there was a story we left out from the bachelor party last week. Eric Woodworth and Tommy Cimbazzo, who we talk about often on the show, were left in my friend Gary's room. I don't know why. Maybe they were playing with the Nintendo. I don't know what was going on. But Gary left them alone in his room. And when he came back, they left, and he noticed that his shower door was open.
Oh, God.
Okay?
This could literally be so many things.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead, and I'm going to bury the lead right... I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and, what's the word? Unveil the punchline here. And then, do we have time to call Eric, if he'll pick up, and ask him why the hell he did this? He went in Gary's shower, and he pissed in there.
What?
And it makes absolutely no sense to me.
That's...
You've never done that before?
Of course I've pissed in a shower.
Okay, but did he piss in the shower and then run the shower? Did he just piss and leave it in there?
Well, we're going to find that out. But
no, I have so many questions.
Marcus, of course I've pissed in a shower. What I haven't done is gone over to my friend's house and pissed in his shower, nor have I ever gone to the hotel room, said I have to go to the bathroom and pissed in the sink or in the shower.
Right, like what? It obviously was intentional, unless... it was an emergency and someone was already using... I have so many questions.
Yeah, we want to know, was he standing in the shower or did he stand outside and piss in?
All right.
And for future reference, when you go on a bachelor party, could you take me off the group chats? That would be...
Well,
awesome.
I hope this is my last bachelor party.
Anyone who has a bachelor party.
And even if it's not my last bachelor party, you certainly wouldn't be on the next group chat.
I hated it.
You'd probably be dead, actually.
Yeah.
If I have another bachelor party. I plan on staying married to you.
Thanks.
That's the goal.
Hello.
What's up, bro? So,
what's up?
You're live on... We're actually not live. We're recording this. So, if you screw up, we'll probably leave it in anyway. But,
All right, sweet.
Do you even know what we're calling you about? Are you aware?
No. What are you calling about? I can't even imagine.
Well, my friend Gary, before I knew, you know, what had happened, Rob and I rode home with him. And he's like, yeah, it was weird. I left Tommy and Eric in the room. And then when I came back in, they left. I went in the bathroom and the shower door was open. Now, fast forward a little bit. You let me know the next day that you had just pissed in Gary's shower. And we have some questions about that. Were you?
Okay.
No, number one, why?
Well, I mean, most of it I'd like to attribute to the alcohol. I had a lot of it. And I might have had some other substances kind of float around in my bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
a combination of which I thought would be pretty funny to just pee in the shower.
Okay. So that's what I was wondering, whether or not, like, Tommy was using the bowl. So you're like, I have to go. But you just thought it'd be funnier to piss in his shower. But you also left the door open so he'd say, oh, something happened in here. You wanted him to know. Or you just forgot to close it.
Well, no, I wanted him to see that somebody pissed in his shower. But here's the thing, and you can thank Tommy for this. Because, listen, I just thought it would be funny to piss in his shower. But I had left it originally because Tommy was in the other room. I was like, hey, pissing in the shower. And then Tommy went in there. And he gave it like a courtesy rinse down. And I was like, you ruined the whole thing. If you don't leave the sit and piss in there, it's like, what's the even point of me peeing in here?
Okay, so it was watered down.
Yeah, well, Tommy gave it a quick rinse.
Good.
He turned on the shower.
Jesus.
That's nice of him.
What a dick.
No, because then he's literally, well.
I remember at the time, though, it happening, being legitly mad that Tommy was rinsing the piss down the sink.
When Gary,
I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, but when Gary goes to take a shower.
This is a joke.
When Gary goes to take a shower, he's going to turn the shower on and rinse it out anyway.
Yeah, before he gets in it. You're right about that. Tommy fucked up because you're absolutely right. He's not going to step in the piss. He's either going to see it and rinse it out, or he's going to turn the shower on for it to get warm. It's going to get rinsed out anyway.
Yeah.
So it was completely unnecessary. And the only reason that he knew something happened is because you told us the next day. It isn't because he discovered
yeah.
it, which would have been better. It would have definitely been better for him to discover it.
Yeah, that's how it all played out in my drunken mind that night. And he had a really nice room, and I thought it was the appropriate thing to piss somewhere.
Now, one more thing I wanted to talk to you about, and then we'll let you get back to your family duties.
Okay.
So, your brother Jeremy, we've talked about him many times on this show, but he was in a movie called The Killer Clown Meets, what is it?
The Candyman.
Meets the Candyman, okay?
The Killer Clown Meets the Candyman.
Classic.
A ridiculously super dark comedy by Pete Jackalope. And now, if you could refer to Jeremy Woodworth only as award-winning actor.
Well, that's where I was getting. So I was going.
Jeremy Woodworth.
I was going to build up to that, but so what happened was Jeremy is in this movie where he plays, the character John Wayne Gacy. Is he ever not in makeup in this movie?
Yes, he plays makeupless John Wayne Gacy at sometimes, and
okay.
And makeup with makeup.
So he's John really he's the lead in this movie.
Yes, him and the other guy, Edward Young X.
Who plays the Candyman. What serial killer is that?
Quarrel.
Oh, that's who that is. Now, real quick, I'm not going to get too deep into this because I saw like a little clip of this movie and it's literally the worst piece of shit you've ever seen. But are those two rivals? Do they team up?
Yeah, so the idea is, think of it like a Freddy versus Jason, except with real serial killers. They meet each other though, and they team up to terrorize people. And it is a fictional story of like, hey, what if these two horrible monsters met each other and then became best friends, like stepbrothers, but with murder.
I'm gonna tell a story a little bit later about going to a boxing match, and it's actually a professional boxing match that I went to. Katie went as well, and somebody walked in with a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what that means is that, you know, there obviously is the world champ, and then maybe there's the state champ, and then maybe there's a community champ, you know, and they just keep devolving until you get to the worst champ. Matter of fact, the guy who won had a record of 18-9-1. That was your champ, okay?
His belt looked like a Fitbit.
It was bad. So, Jeremy,
the White Marsh champion.
He Jeremy, do you know the name of the award ceremony? Like, the Oscars, for example, would be if you were the best.
The Tonys.
Act. Right, right. The Grammys. What is this thing called?
So it's this was for the New Jersey Horror Convention or Horror Con, and these were the basically the independent films that were nominated for awards this year. One of them was The Killer Clown versus The Candyman, and this was the official voted on by I have no idea who, but it was the New Jersey Horror Con. Best Actor Award.
Was it filmed in New Jersey? So it was exclusive to independent films that were filmed in New Jersey?
Maybe it is.
I'm going
to
go with yes.
I have to do some more research on
it. I'm going to go with yes.
So there was three horror films, independent, probably every horror film that was filmed in New Jersey that year that was independent was nominated.
Correct.
Okay. So up for best, is it best supporting actor or best actor?
This is best actor.
Okay. An award won by the likes of Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know.
Was there an actual
Robert Duvall
physical award, like a statue of some type?
Well, they had thought about bringing Daniel Day-Lewis in to play John Wayne Gacy, but after Jeremy nailed the audition, they were like, sorry.
Yeah.
So he was up against, what about the other guy in the movie? He didn't get a nomination, the Candyman?
No, Edward Young X did not get the nomination. It was only Jeremy was nominated for Best Actor from The Killer Clown. And I think it's the part he was maybe born to play. I mean, just look at it. He's spent so much time doing this. It would be like Hulk Hogan like performing in his own biopic and then winning Best Picture because it was such an accurate depiction of Hulk Hogan.
But you told me that there was another guy that had been nominated that was a legit actor who'd been in many horror movies. Is that correct?
I think I was probably just ribbing you when I said okay. that. I was just like, look, he's up against this guy. No, we have no idea who it is.
So it's mostly randoms is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I mean, it's other actors about at Jeremy's level that make, straight to DVD movies filmed in New Jersey.
So Jeremy, they announce his name. And the winner is, and they rip open the envelope, and they say Jeremy Woodworth as Pogo the Clown or whatever. Then comes up, and he says what?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to recap with him. He just got back late yesterday evening, so we haven't had a quality time follow-up yet. But that's I'm sure I'm going to talk to him this week about it and get the skinny. I do have a fun story, though, about that Jeremy told me and sent me a picture of later in the night. He was, are you familiar with the acclaimed 90s actor Richard Grieco?
Of course I am. He was in 21 Jump Street with Johnny Depp. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He actually replaced Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp worked with Dom DeLuise's son. And then when he went on to fame and stardom, he was replaced by Richard Grieco.
Yes. Well, if you check out Jeremy's Facebook page, you can see him singing really horrible karaoke right next to Mr. Richard Grieco, and Richard Grieco really soaking in all of Jeremy Woodworth as it's happening.
And what are the odds that during his speech, Jeremy went off on an unrelated tangent?
100%.
Did he record it?
I don't know. I'm sure he would. I'm sure he recorded it. His wife was there and stuff. And I asked him to get audio for our podcast, Joe Robinson's favorite podcast, Quality Time. But whenever I send Jeremy out to get it, it's Jeremy running an interview, you understand? So we don't know what they're going to talk about. It's going to be a lot of nonsense and me editing things.
Is there any way we can get a hold of that acceptance speech, if it exists, and we can put it on our paywall for our Patreons? Is that possible?
I don't want to speak for the big guy, but I'd say there's a pretty good chance he'd let that slide.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let him know we have interest. Thank you, bro. I will see you. When's our next show? It's coming up, right?
Next week, yeah.
The 11th.
See you next week, man. And Gary's kind of pissed. We'll talk about it later, all right?
Pun intended.
Is Gary really mad at me?
No, he's not mad.
I'm kind of sorry about it.
No, he's not mad. Anyway, all right, dude. I'll see you, bro.
All right, later.
All right, Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for
going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, April 20th at Amp by Strathmore. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So right, that cool. was hilarious.
All right. So this past, actually just the end of the day Saturday and the beginning of the day Sunday,
yeah.
we went to lay my Uncle Ed to rest. He was cremated, and his... he had some last wishes regarding what he wanted to have happen with his ashes. Now,
yes.
did you tell Marcus what he wanted done, Robbie? Because he's the only one here who can guess.
I did not tell Marcus.
You didn't divulge. Okay.
No.
So Marcus, they had a reading of the will, and in okay. that reading, my uncle had expressed what he wanted done with his ashes. Would you like to venture a guess as what he wanted done? With his
this
remains.
This is the uncle that was the author, correct?
No. He's still alive and kicking and was there. He's the youngest brother.
This is
brother.
The older brother. That's the younger
That's
brother.
My Uncle Charlie. The first to go was the oldest brother, right? So it's going in the correct order if that's the way you look at things. But yeah, Uncle Ed.
So I will guess that he wanted his ashes put into the Chesapeake Bay near his favorite crab shack.
Well, that sounds like something that could be
yeah,
done,
more
right?
More reasonable, yes.
I mean, they might not like you throwing someone's remains into the bay, but you could probably get away with that. This is a little more difficult.
I'll be honest. When I heard what he wanted, I couldn't figure out a way where it was like logistically possible. Do you know what I mean? Like if that's a hint, the only, yes. there's one way I thought maybe it could have happened and it had to involve someone else and like jumping.
Well, okay. Let me,
sorry.
Well that you, yeah, that really was a good hint.
Okay.
Marcus,
well go ahead, Marcus.
No,
try
that's
to guess.
Okay. Based on that.
See, with the level of difficulty, I thought maybe you were going to say maybe crop dusting the White House or something of that nature.
You're pretty much.
I'm
going
to give it
close.
To you. I'm going to give yeah. it to you. So, the person reading the lawyer, whoever who reads the will, says, "Okay, well, Edward Burrell Robinson's last wishes were to have his ashes thrown from a plane." So. His kids are sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
We have to. And my cousin Jennifer literally looked into chartering a plane.
Yeah, I mean.
So she could get up there. And by the way, it's not easy, I'm imagining, to just. I mean, you'd have to do it through a big funnel, right?
Well, I was thinking you'd have to get somebody like a sky. What are they? You know, like a skydiver.
Right.
And they jump out with the bag and then they. Open it up.
Even that would be a mess, right?
I know, but I don't know. Can you just open a door to a plane? Like, how do you, know what I mean? Like,
you could.
Oh, thanks, Robbie.
What do you mean you could? What do you mean you could?
There are certain types of planes, especially like the ones you do skydive from, where you can open the door and
yes,
you can literally throw them
I
out.
Understand that, Robbie, but okay. Yes, we know you can open the door to a plane. We know that. Can you open it and if you throw ashes out, there's really no way to throw ashes out of a plane and have them just fall to the ground,
no.
right? There's really...
I can't even throw, like, gum out my window without it flying back
yeah.
at me. I mean...
There is some difficulty there, but if you got it around the side of the door, it would go along the side of the plane. It wouldn't drop.
Okay, Robbie. Well, you sound really good at this. Why didn't you offer
wait a minute,
to do
yeah,
it?
You, wait a minute. You think that you could just take a Folgers can of someone's mm-hmm. remains mm-hmm. and just tilt it out of the back of the plane, and it would just fly out of the back of the plane? By the way,
well,
I don't know that I'm wrong. You're wrong about that. It seems like no, that's not how it would happen.
There would be some thought would have to go into it, and the plane would have to slow down to a certain speed. But yeah,
I mean,
it would be possible.
Well, that's terrifying
okay.
too, right?
So all in all, it's a very seems to be a pretty unreasonable request.
It's completely unreasonable request, but the main thing is I think there would probably be some regulations against it.
Robbie, if you were cremated, where would you want your ashes spread?
I would want them dumped on someone.
What?
Could I recommend using a water balloon and filling it with the ashes, because then it would break upon impact?
Hey, that's a good idea, Marcus. Yeah, it would be like muddy.
That is.
Ew.
But the problem is that it might make it all the way to the ground, unless you're going to pour his ashes into the top of the balloon, which is, by the way, that's highly problematic, too. What if the balloon breaks? And then I guess you could throw it out with the top, with it undone, but
Hear me out.
All right.
What are they called?
Filter?
Coffee filter. It can tear so easily. You just fill it up, throw it out, and then
when it basically opens up.
Yeah, it just kind of disintegrates as it, I don't know.
It had to be something that you could throw out of the plane that you could get it far enough away till it started spinning open.
Or you go with option two. I mean, it's unreasonable.
No. And the first thing is I was thinking is like my father, if he was like, I want to be, I'd be like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. There's literally no way I'm going to charter a plane and throw you out of there. You're not going to know.
It's also not like he was a pilot or anything, or like was really into.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, what is the purpose?
That's the first thing
it's
thought about.
It's the man's last wishes. I know the
answer to this question.
Okay. Oh, well, I want to know. Why was
because
that?
Because he wanted it dropped on top of a mountain.
Okay.
Okay, so
nobody's going to climb the mountain. The logical way would be to get an aircraft.
Okay, climbing a mountain is a lot easier
than
getting a plane, going up in the plane, making sure that you time it correctly in order for it to fall on the mountain. I mean, yes.
Hey, what mountain was it?
There was no specific mountain mentioned.
Well, then. Jeez. Okay. So you're saying he wanted it poured on top of a mountain.
Correct.
Well, the fact that there was no mountain that he had in mind leads me to believe that that wasn't super important. The plane wasn't important and the mountain wasn't important. It seems like the only thing that was important was the difficulty in doing this, right? That seems to be the only thing. And maybe, did he want it to be grand? Is that, you think that's what it is?
Yes, I think that was the idea.
Well,
didn't
sorry.
Happen. So,
sorry, Ed.
Yeah.
But his widow said that later on in conversation, he said, you know, I put this in the will, but it's probably not a great idea.
I wonder if she said that just to be nice.
Joe, do you...
Perhaps.
When you die, if I'm still alive, what do you want me to do?
I don't care. Make it easier on yourself. I think go ahead and cremate me, because that is going to be easier on you to
really?
Cremate. I think so. Okay. What do you want to do? You know what? Do whatever you think is easiest.
Okay, but if, say, I cremate you, where do you want your ashes?
Wherever you're going to eventually be buried, right? I mean, wherever you're going to have your ashes spread.
I don't want ashes.
Oh, then I want to be buried. I mean, you didn't even think about that when I said, I'm trying to say something sweet. You're like, whatever.
Oh, no. I would think that you would go first, but I mean, if you want to be cremated, I guess I can be cremated.
I don't want to be cremated. I want it to be as easy as possible on you. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. If you'd rather buy a giant casket and bury me in it, then that's fine. You can do that.
Garbage day is Wednesday.
But if it was easier,
oh,
just
you know
to
what I would do? I would get
urn.
You. I would get you cremated, and I would take a little bit of your ashes, and I put them in like a little piece of jewelry or something, and I would just like wear it.
Really?
They can take remains and they can actually make it into a gem.
Do you want that?
There's a process.
Do you want my dead body
not a gem? I just want like a little. I don't know, a little something maybe. I don't know. If it matches everything I wear.
How about put them in a snow globe?
I want to, you're being ridiculous now. Is there anything grander? I want Elon Musk to take me up into space. That's where I'd like my remains spread. Open the door. Throw them out.
Just float off at zero gravity.
No, but I talked to my cousins and I was like, they were like, ugh. Although you got to give my cousin Jennifer some credit. She literally started making the calls necessary to do that.
She's amazing.
No, she's awesome.
She's amazing.
Yeah, but my cousin Eddie, and I didn't talk to Jeffrey about it, but I'm sure they were like, you know, No, sorry, Dad. I mean, that might have been your last wish, but that's a completely unreasonable wish.
Yeah.
Your wishes need to be, I mean, we'll go out of our way, but that is so out of your way,
yeah,
right?
It is. I want to point out, like, we got there on Saturday, late afternoon, and we stayed until Sunday late afternoon. It was really happy and really sad at the same time. I never met him. I didn't really meet 90% of the people that were there. I had such a great time considering the reason we were all there. Like, I hate that I had to meet them in that way, but I love them.
Well, I said something at the funeral, and when I started saying, I looked at my father, and he had this look of horror on his face like I was going to make fun of him. I felt bad about that, right? Because I'm like, well, maybe I make too much fun of him because he looked like, oh, please, not here in front of my whole family. And the story that I told was basically that when we were kids, and how old were you? I probably like 10 and 12, you think?
Yeah.
My father packed us up in a car, drove us 15 hours and knocked on my uncle's door in Montgomery, Alabama, and just showed up, and we stayed there for a week.
Unannounced, yeah.
Yeah, and I had to make sure that I said ahead of time that my father wasn't going to remember that he did that, which I don't believe that he did. But anyway, my father sang at the wedding. It was awesome. He spoke at the wedding. It was awesome. I am going to tell one. I'm sorry, funeral. Wedding. Jeez, funeral, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? The other thing.
You're losing it.
Right. Anyway, so when they went to spread the ashes, I wasn't there. I'm going to tell the story as best I can from as it was told to me. But I guess spreading the ashes were his wife, Kathy.
There was two ceremonies, just to be clear. There was a special ceremony with a small group. And then the majority of his ashes were in a large urn that was going to be lowered into the ground.
Okay.
But there was teeny tiny urns. They were just maybe like 2 inches high that a few members of the family had to spread.
So I assume that was his kids and his wife and his brothers. Or brother,
correct.
Right. Okay.
His brother. My dad got it.
Okay.
Urn.
So my dad and his wife and I guess his kids walked to the top of this hill.
It was there. There was two separate things. His widow and my dad went off to one side of the cemetery, and then later on, the three kids went by themselves to the other end of the cemetery.
Got it. So when my father and his wife went to spread their little urn of ashes, the wind was going a certain direction, and she reached out as to not, you know, make it too messy or whatever, and she spread the ashes appropriately. And my father, then viewing what she did, turned the exact opposite direction, threw the ashes up in the air, and they went all over him like the Big Lebowski, okay?
God, I don't...
And they were on his pants, and his brother was on his pants and shoes and so forth.
Apparently, the widow was helping him brush it off of his shoes.
Yes.
I mean...
Oh, man.
That is true. That happened.
Wish we could have been there, but at the same time, if we were going to miss anything... I'm really glad I wasn't there for that.
I'd rather have the story than have the experience.
Exactly.
The experience, I didn't want to. Although, I didn't really ask my father about it because, you know, I mean, he doesn't like to have as much fun as at his own expense as I think we do sometimes, so I got to be careful about that. But I don't know. Did anybody say anything to him about that, Robbie? Is he going to be hearing about that for the first time when he hears it on this show?
Perhaps.
Oh.
But there was a lot of discussion about it, and I think I was the first one to bring it up. But you guys would have probably been okay. There wasn't a big deal made out of it. Because when the kids went off and did their thing, and they spread the ashes, and they were off in the distance, so we couldn't hear what they were saying. We could just see them. And when they all embraced, you know, after they spread the ashes, there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
Oh, you guys were crying. Robbie?
It was a question?
Yeah, you were crying?
Yeah, I had tears in my eyes.
Were you crying more when... Dad was covered in his brother's ashes, or were you cried more when they embraced?
I didn't cry when Dad...
No, I cried during the memorial service when your cousin gave that speech. It was... All of it was very beautiful. I thought it was really nice, and it was... There was a lot of love. It was very sad. I mean, but it was very well done. I was very impressed.
Yeah, I don't know how to say this. I had a good time. Is that bad?
Yeah.
That's what he would have wanted.
Right.
My
For
cousin,
us to laugh and have a good time.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a good time.
Yeah. My cousin Steve, too. I just want to say this. We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to tell you about something awesome that we did the day prior. But my cousin Steve wore jeans and a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Hell yeah.
And his hair is down to his, I guess, midsection, and his beard is down to his navel. And that's what he wore to the funeral. And that was his funeral gear. He says he wears it to every funeral.
I loved it.
Oh, no, I love my cousin Steve, but I don't think it's appropriate to post pictures of him. But if anybody crawls into my DMs on Twitter, I'll be more than happy.
It slides into your DMs.
I thought you crawl in there.
Ew, no.
Anyway, I'd be more than happy to show you a picture. Anyway, and we're going to tell you about it. We saw a fight, a pretty serious fight, actually several fights. I'm going to tell you about that after the break.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
I was a bit of a lost sheep. Marriage was on the rocks. We tried counseling. Nothing seemed to work. I was scared we had truly just fallen out of love. But then I stumbled upon Robbie Robinson's sex mix, and wow. Or like Do It To Me.
Do It To Me? Is that a Lionel Richie song? Yeah. I don't know that I know it.
Do it to me one more
That's not. That's not Lionel Richie.
Oh, well.
Greatest Hits 92.1 WVTK. I'm Nikki Diamond. There's more great hits on the way.
What's your favorite Lionel Richie song? And I fucking lose it, okay?
You cock-blocked me on stage.
God, Joe. This fucking dick needs to get up out of your seat. I shouldn't have to be arguing with him. And this lady should shut the fuck up.
I had the stripper that we went to the bathroom and started doing things to me and then asked me for money. That's the price of pussy these days, I guess. Yes.
Matt Colby has a very important question in chat that we need to address.
Let's do it.
He asked if strippers take download cards.
Did I ever tell you that at my dad's bachelor party... The stripper that showed up was his cousin.
I don't know. All Night Long.
All Night Long is your favorite?
I don't know.
One of Eric Jacquelier's friends, he introduced us to, put out his nub for us to shake.
Yes. Look at the bright side. You get to marry your daughter and one day get to see her become a widow. What would be on the Rob and Joe show float? Gramps in the back signing up people for life insurance. Eric and Tommy are shirtless and singing.
Some idiot yesterday folded the big beat. So they literally think I'm the Tom Myers of poker.
Did you hear the smelly navel story?
I think You Are is probably my favorite Lionel Richie song. Hello sucks so bad.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
You don't know what you're talking about, and always think you know better than everybody else. You always talk down to me.
I go, You Are. You Are is my favorite, followed by Truly. I used to love Truly. That's a good song. Nicely done. I assume that's Jim Amato.
Of course.
Nicely done, Jim.
Oh, that was adorable.
It was. I could tell when the angriest I was when I was talking about that guy in my seat.
The angriest I was when I was talking about you.
Yeah, you know what? We were into a party this weekend, and her friend Santana was there, and it really frustrates me because the question we asked on here, and then we asked it before, was if people, when they're announced in the bridal party, if they come out dancing.
God, look, I don't want to do this right now.
Katie refuses to ask the question.
I don't want to do this right now because it's actually really annoying to me.
In an ambiguous way, to allow people to actually think and answer. She always leads the witness. She, even when we were at the party... She led all the witnesses. There was a room full of girls. Lead. And so I never really got an opportunity to know whether or not that's as regular a thing as she's representing it to be.
Yep, they're all lying to you.
No, stop. Wait a minute. You just took it in a completely different direction.
Okay.
The idea
it doesn't matter if I'm setting it up in a certain way. The answer is the answer. So if I'm asking, hey...
It definitely matters.
Okay.
If you have a friend who cares about you and wants to support you...
No,
and
she would tell me if I was wrong.
Maybe after we're not together, after you guys are on your own or whatever.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Anyway, she's getting real mad, so I'm going to change the subject. So I have a cousin named Sandy, and she has a son named Sean, and I just found out when we arrived that...
Well, yeah, we were sitting at the table. I think it was like probably 6 o'clock. We had just gotten there. We were hanging out for like an hour and a half. And I think at that point I was kind of looking at you like, okay, so what are we going to do tonight? And somebody mentioned that Sandy's son, Sean, was fighting in his first ever boxing match.
Yeah, he was going to be in a fight.
At the local college.
Marcus, Sean is a big boy. But he's a swimmer. He's not a boxer at all.
We didn't know what to expect, but we knew immediately we were going to this, right?
Oh, I was in right away.
Yeah. Now, I will say, Robbie, do you know what it costs to get in? Because we made a guess, and Katie made a guess, and I was like, there's no fucking way it's going to be that much. But it ended up being exactly what Katie thought it was going to be to get in. You want to take a guess?
It was for charity. $10?
It's $20.
Wow.
Yeah, in Salem, West Virginia money, that's like $3,000. So that's why Eddie and I were extremely aggressively arguing that there's no way it could be that amount of money. But it was, and there's probably 500 people in there.
Well, that's how I knew. When we came in and there was, we had to go to an overload parking lot, I knew it was going to be somewhere between $15 and $20 to get in. Because it was the only thing going on in that entire, probably in a 20-mile radius.
We have some pictures of it. It was in a gymnasium.
Yes.
Basically a little bit bigger, about the same size as a high school gymnasium.
Yeah, it was a high school gymnasium. We were in the bleachers. We were literally sitting on bleachers.
Now, there were tables that were ringside, but it was so, the ropes were loose. Like, people were kept falling through the yeah. ropes because it wasn't what you'd see in a real, obviously, prize fight.
Oh, I loved it.
It was fun. So, anyway, the first few fights that were the amateur fights, they were a lot of fun. There was a pro fight. I'm not going to go through all that. But it got to the point where you're like, all right, it's really time to go. But the next fight was the fight we came to see. It was Sean's fight. We're like, perfect. They go, all right, well, we're going to take a brief intermission. We're like, ah, fuck, right? So they bring some girl up, and she's a local
14-year-old singer
from town. And she has a new song that just was released on iTunes. One of the lines from the song, which was Katie's favorite, was...
I might not be a supermodel, but I'm a role model.
I'm a super role model. Yeah, that's one of the lines from the song. So she gets up there, she sings her song. It sounds like, you know, We Are the World meets Country or whatever. And she sings her song. What happens at the end of that song, Marcus?
She do one of those high-pitched screeches that goes on for 5 minutes.
I wish.
No, she started singing a second song. So she was not there to sing one song. She was there to sing another song. And the other song, second song, I think was...
Don't Stop Believing by Journey
was the second song she sang. So we're like, is this real? So she sings the second song. After that, she says, I have X number of more songs to sing, and then I'm out of here. What number did she say, Marcus? What number of songs was she going to sing after she had just sang her original, which you can get on iTunes? I wish I knew the name of it. I would actually download it so we could, so everybody could hear it.
I'll find it.
Then she sang Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Then she said she has how many more songs?
I'm going to guess 6.
She said I have 3 more songs. Now, I was like, are you fucking kidding me, right? She's going to sing 3 more songs, okay? So she sang Proud Mary.
Yeah.
And she sang one more song. I don't remember what it was. And they cut her off. Thank God. I had no idea that the fact that she sang one. By the way, I think she sang the national anthem, too. Is that correct?
She did.
So anyway, I'm going to get her name and maybe you guys can. But we're waiting in this gymnasium long after it was the night should have been over. Waiting for the fight that we came to see to start. And that was, of course, what is that, a second cousin?
Yeah, something. I'm not good at that stuff, but...
He's our second cousin, yes.
And they were selling beer there, too. Katie had a beer.
Yeah. A Mick Ultra.
Anyway, so here he comes out. He's a big guy.
He's a big boy.
He's much bigger than the other guy. He might not have been as tall, but he's...
He was like the most... of the amateurs, he was the biggest guy.
He was the biggest guy. So I think the way they did it, it wasn't like 3 minute rounds and a minute rest, which you normally see. I think it was 1 minute round and 1 minute rest. I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they ring the bell and he comes out and he is trying to fucking kill this guy.
Yeah.
He is throwing
street fighting
fucking haymakers at this guy. He's winding up to take this guy's head off.
It he doesn't put his gloves up in front of him.
Not even a little
bit. He's got his arm so far back. I mean,
he's cocking his arm back and swinging from the floor.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes a whole round of him just trying to just take this guy's head off. Second round starts, same thing, and eventually he just tires himself out.
Yeah, he gets a couple good hits in there, but they're wearing those...
The Nerf headgear
or
whatever.
Yeah, the Nerf headgear. So the other guy hits him. He turns around and like kind of is adjusting his headgear, and the guy kind of gets a little cheap shot and rung his bell, and so they stopped the fight.
Yeah, so he actually technically got knocked out. So, but we were able to see these amateur fights. I was able to see my cousin get knocked out, and I was able to see this local celebrity sing what could... Actually, I did hear her sing five songs, almost a sixth, but we didn't get a chance to hear that. But that was actually an awesome...
I had so much fun. Yeah. I had fun with everybody. Your cousin, your one cousin, Eddie, he's like... Is it Eddie? Everybody calls him or Ed or something?
Yeah. We call him Eddie.
He's like super talented, like furniture designer and like... And your cousin Jennifer is like a great singer and piano player, and
it is,
everyone's like has their own thing. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's interesting that Robbie's real artistic, and Ed's my uncle Ed's kids are very artistic.
Yeah.
All of them can really do some really cool things, except me.
No. This is your.
This is
your sarcasm is artistic.
Is it?
I think it is.
I don't have an
your
aptitude.
Your ability to make people laugh. What is it? You have like this charming way of like shitting on people. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Thanks. Yes. I appreciate it.
It's like
that.
A Don Rickles side.
Yeah.
Is that
like,
right?
This guy's such a dick, but I like it.
It is weird. I realized, when I was up there talking about my Uncle Ed, that I was really kind of taking some people out. So I was like, yeah.
I said to Joe Marcus, I said, hey, there's going to be an opportunity, like an open mic portion of the ceremony where people can just get up and say their little stories about Ed. You're going to get up and speak, right, Joe? He goes, no, I'm going to leave that to other people. Hey, as soon as they start calling people, Joe's like, raises
first
his hand.
One up. I knew he was going to.
I said that to Katie. I leaned over to Katie. I said he couldn't help himself.
I know. I knew it.
So, but let me also say this. There was an awkward.
Wait, what did you close with?
The pie plate closer. there was an awkward moment after he said, does anybody want to say anything?
Of course, yeah.
I sat there, I'm like, I can't.
I mean, you just wanted to say something. You had a good story. Your story was great.
I don't think that I... No, I didn't plan on saying anything.
There's nothing wrong with you doing it. I think Robbie and I both kind of knew
I didn't plan on doing that at all.
Yeah. No, then that's really cool that you have that story.
That is a good story, isn't it?
I thought it was a beautiful story.
About us crashing their house.
No, you were basically saying that these are the kind of people you can show up at their house and they welcome you into their home.
Robbie, do you know where else we went on that trip? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Opryland.
We did go to Opryland, and we also went to the Grand Ole Opry. We also went... To Six Flags. Okay. All right. So Robbie does remember. Usually I gotta make sure that he remembers these things and kind of, what do you call it?
That trip I remember. That's where I first met the sister of my first wife.
Really?
On that trip.
What's that? What was her name?
Angie.
I don't remember meeting her.
Yes. We went to a water slide.
That's how you met your first wife?
No, I didn't meet my first wife. I met the sister of my first wife.
Right,
long before I met my wife.
But is that how you eventually met your first wife?
Through Jennifer, because that was her friend.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They're probably pissed at Jennifer now. They're like, thanks for bringing that fucking dick around.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right, well, that's it. We're going to do an abbreviated show today.
Oh, I suck? Is that it?
No, it's not that. It's that Robbie, I had to do 98 Rock today for those of you who cares. But when I do that, I usually don't get in here until 7:45. And Robbie has very specific bedtime. Matter of fact, my father Robbie said, listen, after this service and ceremony, we're leaving. Right. Now, my father clearly wanted to hang around with his family, but Robbie's no. So my father came over and goes, look, Robbie has a very strict bedtime. We got to go. And Robbie, you definitely got home after your bedtime. You couldn't have been thrilled 100%.
I was tired, but I got home around 10.
All right. Well, that's it. Yeah, we're going to end on Robbie's bedtime.
How are you still awake?
I took a nap before the show.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I woke up and whatever.
Do you, when you take a nap, do you like turn all the lights off?
No, I leave the TV on and just kick back in my recliner. I fall right asleep.
Nice.
All right. Well, by the time you hear, actually, we'll have another show before our next murder mystery, but check out dielaughingproductions.com. We have four murder mysteries. Actually, we only have the first show in Winchester is sold out. So if you're listening and you want to see our show in Winchester at 7, you can't. But there are still tickets available for the 9:30 show. And we are at the DC Improv. I think it's the 11th,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken. So April 11th in DC and then April 13th in Winchester, Virginia. Go to dielaughingproductions.com for all the details. And I believe Rob is in Virginia Beach. Is that this weekend, Robbie?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think Thursday through, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So check him out there. I think he's there with David Koechner, but I couldn't swear to that. But yeah, you go to robmayer.com.
Yeah, that's a story for next week.
Right, right, right.
If anyone wants to go to my bachelorette party, it's the 27th.
You're not going to say where that is, are you?
Why not?
Rob and Joe Show.
Is that bad?